Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me tonight. So I just got one thing to say. What's up with that groundhog? Apparently he did not get Al Gore's memo. I mean, come on now. 6 more weeks of winter, and I just want to know, I want to send a complaint to somebody. I really do. So I think we all should let out a group moan, especially us on the East Coast, because we're getting a snowstorm tonight. So I'm going to ask all you people in the Sunshine States, you guys down in Florida, send some this way, will you? Because it's going to be a long 6 weeks for me till spring. I'm really tired of winter. Okay, so have I done enough whining? Maybe not, but I might whine later on in the show. Who knows? Okay. So, I've got some business to take care of, a few announcements to make, and then the show will be open for readings for probably the whole show. And I'm also going to be talking about using numerology to find love, because it's February, Valentine's Day is coming up, so I thought it might be something we could talk about. But first up, I want to talk about the newsletter. You know, a lot of people go on my website to read the monthly personal forecasts, which kind of give you an idea of what's upcoming within the months of the year. And if you sign up for the newsletter, those will actually be delivered to your email inbox at the first of the month. And the newsletter's also got a lot of great information in it. I talk about numerology. The forecasts, of course, are in them. Talk about some really great websites, some book information, and a lot more. So if you're interested in signing up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, please email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Put subscribe in the title, and I'd be happy to put you on the list. And you'll like it. And the price is great. It's free. Hey, you can't be free. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about, hey, something really good happened to me. I'm a firm believer if you do good things happen. And the editor of Yahoo emailed me and asked me to write an article for their Valentine's Day newsletter and also for their dating advice column. And so I wrote this article called Taking the Guesswork Out of Online Dating, which is all about applying numerology to love. And, you know, if you happen to be, you know, going to Yahoo or maybe you're on the personals page, hey, by all means, check it out. It's really, I'm really excited. I was so happy to have it published, and I hope you all enjoy it. So, you know, take a look at it on Yahoo. It also was really a great way to showcase the new website that I put up in August. I don't know if you've been there, but it's www.gethisnumber.com. And, you know, you really got to go check it out, because I think it's really my website mistress. She's brilliant, and it really is a fun website, and it's really colorful and entertaining, but it also, there's a lot of numerology there. And we just recently updated the website, and it's now offering full instant downloadable readings for each life path number. So instead of just getting a little blurb about it, you can get like a 20-page reading on it. So you know, ladies, if you want to learn more about him, be sure to visit Get His Number today. If you're wondering, is he the right guy? Could we be compatible? And if you really want to know a lot more about him, this is really the website you need to check out. And that's www.gethisnumber.com. Okay. Now, I have a lot of people that have been emailing me about when's your next teleconference workshops. And I am working on that. I do some teleconference workshops where basically anybody anywhere in the United States can join the workshop, and all you need is a phone. And I'm really thinking that probably March is when we're going to set something up with that. So if you are interested in getting the information about the teleconferencing workshops, you know, email me as well, and I'll put you on the list, and I'll send you out that memo when I get it all together and I have dates and times. In the meantime, if you want to see me in person and you live in the southern PA area, like right around Lancaster, Doylestown, Philly area, anywhere in there, I've got a couple of workshops that are upcoming. One is in Doylestown for Susan Duvall's seminars. And during this one's, let's see, the 23rd of February, it is from, I think, 2 to 4:30. And in this workshop, I'm going to be talking about my predictions for 2009. I'm going to teach everybody how to find their personal year number. I'm going to explain what it means. I'm also going to teach some other things that where you can apply and use numerology in your life. And so if you're interested in that workshop, please contact Susan Duvall at susan@susanduvallseminars.com. Also, on February 18th, I don't know if I mentioned that one's February 21st, and on February 18th, I'm doing a workshop for VickyFoxProductions.com, and it pretty much is the same workshop where we're going to be talking about predictions for 2009, how to find your personal year number, also how to apply numerology to your life. And so that one's February 18th, and that's a night workshop, 6:30 to 9 o'clock p.m., and that's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So, hey, if you're listening to the show and you happen to be close enough to attend those workshops, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to see you. So I'll give them a call. You can get a hold of Vicki at, let's see, info@VickiFoxProductions.com. And also, if you go right to the front page of BBS and you scroll down to Monday nights and you go to Visible by Numbers, there's an info tab. If you click on that info tab, you'll be able to find those emails, addresses, and the dates and all of that information right there on the show info page. Okay? So check it out. Alrighty then. Let me think. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit about love, a little about you using numerology in your life for that. But the lines are open, and I will be happy to answer your numerology questions, also to do some readings. So what I'd also like to do is give out the toll-free numbers. You can call toll-free USA at 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And you know what? I think I heard a beep, so I'm going to take my first caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Kim.
Kim?
From Seattle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well.
Hey, I love the new newsletter. It looks great. Lots of information.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but I'm trying.
It looks great.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Nice of you to say. What can I do for you, though?
Well, I would like a little bit of a reading here. So, 3-7-1958.
Okay. 3-7-1958.
Correct.
Okay. Give me a little second here. Alrighty. So,
I wanted to tell you, too, good job on the volcano. Have you been listening about the one in Alaska?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Or eruptions, I should say.
Yeah, it's very interesting, don't you think? okay. Now, do you have a specific question?
Well, it's the new year, and so I was just wondering what I had in store.
Okay. Well, You're moving into the energy of the three, and you're going to start to feel it here. You know, I think really, you know, one really interesting thing this week is I got a phone call from someone that got the newsletter, and they actually were asking, well, when does the personal year start? And so if you don't mind, Kim, I'd like to kind of answer that for on air, and
Great.
Then I'll work with your reading here.
Okay.
And, you know, when confronted with that question, you'll find that many numerologists have two different answers to that. They'll either say that the personal year starts January 1st to January 1st. That's the duration. It runs from January 1st to January 1st. The other is they'll say it starts on your birthday and it runs to your birthday. Now, when confronted with two different answers to the same question, when does the personal year start? You know, I went on a little bit of research, and I went back into some of the older numerology books. I more or less took a poll. I have at least, probably numerology books written by at least 50 numerologists, and really was looking for logic and reason in it. And, you know, if you understand that in order to calculate your personal year, you have to add your day of birth to your month of birth to the universal year number. And when you look at how you find the universal year number, you know, it's the universal, The universal year starts on January 1st and it runs to January 1st. And you're using the universal year number in your calculations. So to me, it makes a lot more logical sense that it's January 1st to January 1st. Also, based on the fact that you're the way that you're calculating, it makes more logic. And then, of course, when doing the research, a majority of the numerologists agree on the January 1st to the January 1st when it starts. However, I do feel that when we move into our personal year in January, it's not like it's there full bore. It's not like you've got that energy immediately. You kind of work your way into it, okay? And then as the year progresses, it intensifies. And then as you get towards the end of the year, right around October, in many ways it starts to lessen, and then you start to feel the energy of the new year coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't want to hear all that, but I did want to answer that question on air.
No, I think it's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So you're moving into the energy of the 3 year, which, you know, this is really a year that you should, like if you began something 2 years ago, if there was something new, it could be a new marriage, it could be a new business, it could be a new way of living, it could be a new project, but by the time you get to your 3 year, you're beginning to see that this, whatever you brought in new, is really starting to take root and it's starting to grow. And so usually this is a very positive year because you feel really good about things. And certainly you can be connected to a little bit more optimism, a little bit more happiness, certainly a little bit more joyfulness. But you want to really use this energy to manifest as well. Because, you know, in order to manifest things, we have to believe that we can make it happen. We have to see the glass full. We have to absolutely think that good things are going to happen. So you really want to tap into that 3 energy, and you really want to visualize and begin to see what it is that you've brought into your life. You want to see it growing and happening all around you. So you really use that manifestation this year. The other thing here is with creativity. This is going to be a year where you may feel like maybe you've got some projects or maybe certain aspects of your work where you can apply this creativity to it, because you're really going to be really in touch with that. And so I would, if anything artistic, anything having to do with expression, certainly if you were going to write a book, this is the sort of thing that you would want to really work on in a 3 year. Now, it's a very good year for social activities. It's a very good year, what maybe even of friends. Your friends become important, or even they may help you out in a very real way, maybe with your business or maybe just on a personal level. But it makes a year that brings around friendship and friends and social engagements. One of the difficult things that when you get into the 3 vibration, when you get into that energy, is the fact that you may feel a little bit more scattered, or you may have a little bit more difficulty in disciplining yourself and making yourself apply and work hard at things. You might feel more like playing than you do working. And so if you've got any major projects on, you might want to bear that in mind. But you might even be a little impulsive certain months where, you know, you combine that three energy maybe with some other, the month number, and you've got a month where you can actually overspend or maybe make some decisions that you regret later. So whenever the three is around, your little inner child wants to play, and sometimes that can get you in trouble. Now, with relationships, or even in if you're married, or even if you're looking for relationships, it can be a year that certainly can bring romance. But, you know, also bear in mind that you're in a romantic mood, and make sure you're not looking through rose-colored glasses when you're looking at relationships, because sometimes it's all about your perception and maybe not being terribly realistic. Now, when it comes to sales, selling things, usually the three is a good year for selling things. So if you wanted to sell your house or something like that, that would be a year that would be very positive for that. And what else would I say about the three? Selling things. Lucky breaks. I would say that when you get into the three energy, expect to have some lucky breaks. That you know, just something's going to happen somewhere in the year. You know, maybe it's the year, I don't know, I don't usually recommend playing young lotto, but yay. You know, if you got a raffle or entering a contest or something like that, I would certainly, I wouldn't hesitate to do it in a 3 year. Now, if we look at your personal months, I would say that February for you is going to be one of those months where you've got to be a little bit cautious about scattering your energy and also being impulsive, especially with money, or making decisions that you didn't think about, and then later on down the road you realize, ooh, that wasn't the smartest thing I ever did. So just be cautious of that in February. You can even overindulge on things in February as well. March is a sixth month for you, so your sixth life path. So certainly home, hearth, and family, very important to you, your relationships, love. So in March, you know, maybe somebody needs you a little bit more. Family member, they need some nurturing, they need some advice, or even physically they need you to come and care for them. But it really does bring that all around you. And certainly your relationships in March, if you have any that are testy, you're going to find that you're going to be working on them. If I was to point out other things, you know, like your April is a 7 month, so that would be a month that, you know, this year you're going to get a lot of dreams, I'm thinking. Maybe some prophetic dreams or some dreams that actually seem more like visions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even say, you know, expect some of that going on in April, because, you know, you got a lot of psychic energy that's around you in April. And so pay attention to your gut feelings, your instincts, or any insights that you get in April. In April, you might also be doing some re-evaluating in your life, maybe going over some things, maybe even working through an issue from the past. But definitely there's a little bit of soul searching that's going to go on in April. Now, May for a career, sorry, or money in general, is a very positive number. It's an 8, and so hopefully you've got a promotion coming or some kind of a financial reward that comes. And that is a month certainly that you got to stay organized. And on top of the work, pay attention to details. But there should be something good, something very rewarding that comes. Usually it comes in the form of money.
Right.
Now, June, on some level, somewhere in your life, you know, you may be ending something. Maybe it's time to move on in a relationship. Maybe it's time to move on with a project. But it's a month that you're going to finish things or complete things. It's also maybe letting some things go in your life. I would not be surprised in June if maybe you get a blast from the past, meaning maybe an old friend from years ago shows up in your life, and that would be something I would expect for you in June. Now, July gives you an opportunity to begin a new project or start something new or maybe get a new opportunity. So that's 1 month. That's usually 1 month, pretty good for that. August, let's see. August is a 2 month, and so for that, I would say, you know, whenever we get into the energy of the two, quite often there's a conflicts around us, or maybe there's something that's really upsetting us, or maybe our nerves are a little frayed, and we're a little bit more sensitive than usual. So in August, my biggest advice is to, you know, if you run into any arguments, just try to take the peaceful route out and be as tactful as possible, and also realize that your feelings can get hurt a little extra in August, and try not to be too sensitive.
Okay.
September is the 3-3 combination, so it doesn't matter who we are and what year we're in. Whenever we hit September, our personal year matches our personal month number, so a lot of intensity there with your dreams and certainly with your creativity, but also just activity in general. And that's the month where you're probably going to really feel that scattering of your energy and maybe having a hard time buckling down to anything. So I would take a vacation in September, frankly, if I were you. That's what I would do.
Okay.
And you might want to take that vacation because in October, that brings in the four energy. So that's a month where you're going to have some limitations around you, not as much free time. You're certainly going to have to apply yourself to work. It can be a little bit more frustrating because you don't, you know, you're putting in overtime. So, you know, take that vacation in September so that you're ready for whatever is on tap for October. November brings in the five energy again. So like in February, which is now, and also in November, again, you know, the caution about being impulsive. But also you can make changes in your life in February and November. That would be a time where if you wanted a different job, you could send out a resume, or if you wanted to branch off somewhere with what you're doing, you could. Certainly you want to market your ideas and network and get, you know, promote yourself. But you can also make changes with where you live, move, change jobs entirely, or even change your relationships, or take it even to a different level and just maybe open your mind to change, want a change to something that you're doing in your life. And when you finish the year out in December, certainly brings the energy of the family around you. You're a sixth life path. You love the family. So here we've got, you know, all the closeness and, you know, the holidays and the love of the family and people all around you. And, of course, all that extra work, that all comes in for December as you finish out the year. Ah, there you go.
Great.
How's it sound?
Great. Sounds very workable.
Okay, well, hey, let me know. At the end of the year, send me an email and say, tell me how it went, okay?
Well, I'll let you know. I'll talk to you before that. I'm looking forward to the teleconference classes.
Okay, well, I'm really trying to set them up in March. You're on my list, I'm pretty sure, so I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank
you. All right,
honey. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, so just like for Kim, as I said, you know, the lines are open, and if you would like me to look at your personal year and give you some, a little bit of advice, you know, you're more than welcome to call in. Again, the numbers are USA 877-876-5227. Call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. You know, just recently, my niece called me, and I hope Katie doesn't mind if I, you know, talk on the radio a little bit about her. But both her and her husband live in Ohio, and they're affected by the economy, and certainly he works for Ford, and they were shutting down shifts, and he got laid off. And both of them were getting a little hysterical because, you know, was having a great deal of difficulties in January trying to find another job. And Katie girl called me, and she said, Annelle, she said, what's up? And when I looked at their charts, what was really interesting is they both are in the same personal year. So technically, their personal months matched as well, and they both were in a 9 in January. And so I said to them, I said, don't worry about it. Don't try to start something in January. Just wait until February. It's a 1 month, and that's going to bring you all a new opportunity, and it's in February that you can get a new job or a new opportunity. And my sister called me today, and she was really excited because they both got word today. Katie got a new job, and her husband received this wonderful new opportunity for another job in a different field entirely. So, you know, I love the way numerology works. And I think I have another caller, so I'm going to take my caller. Who's calling?
Yes, this is Beth from Wisconsin.
Did you say Beth?
Yes, Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am very well. What can I do for you?
I was wondering about marriage.
Okay.
I'm in a 9 pinnacle, and I remember from one of your shows, you said I should not be married in a 9 pinnacle.
Give me your date of birth, will you?
Yes, 4/5/1984.
Did you say 1984?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just give me a second here, and we'll take a look-see, okay?
Okay.
What I would say is, not necessarily all the pinnacles, but a first pinnacle. You're one of those rare birds that have 3-9 pinnacles, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay, but you're how old right now?
Okay.
No, how old are you right now, sweetie?
1984.
Yeah, okay, I can add it. Yeah, you're going to make me
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm 25. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was.
Well, if you wanted me to do the work, I'll be happy to. Okay.
Yes.
What I would say to you is, okay, you know, I would love to tell you what you want to hear, but if you study numerology and you study, you go back and you study, almost every numerologist will tell you that usually any marriage that takes place in a first pinnacle usually does not last, meaning this will not be a permanent marriage for you. It is not necessarily, you know, you go off into the sunset and you celebrate your 50-year wedding anniversary. It's not going to happen because marriages do not last when they're made in a first pinnacle. Now, you are in this pinnacle until you're 32.
Okay.
So, yeah, you are. Now, does that always the case? Is it every single time? Does it mean that this is locked and loaded and there's no changing it? It's written in stone. Well, I would say in my experience doing readings, certainly I find these things out because I talk to clients. I would say 99% of the people who got married in a nine pinnacle are not married to that person later on in life. But, you know, with the divorce rate, that, you know, that wouldn't be so hard to hit. But still, in numerology, that's what they say. But there's always that small, tiny percent. I've actually done readings for people who got married in a nine pinnacle and are still married. So what I'm trying to say to you is numerology would say no. But your heart, you know, you need to follow your heart.
Right. Well, okay. So you're saying after 32 would be a better time for me to get married.
Well, what I'm saying is after 32 would be a better time for you to get married because you wouldn't have that dreaded curse of the first pinnacle marriage thing hanging over your head. But I would, you know, I would definitely, if you were asking my opinion, I would just simply state the facts and let you make your decisions. I will say that you're in a year this year, you're in a 2 year. And, you know, quite often people, when they're in a 2 year, meet their soulmates. And, quite often in a 2 year, they get married. So are you?
There's that chance.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is. But there's not, like I said, you know, I have to, numerology isn't something that you can, change the meanings of the numbers. You have to stay true to what they mean. Otherwise, it's not numerology anymore. It's something else.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm only telling you what every numerology book will say. Don't get married in a first. They don't say don't get married. They say if you get married in a first pinnacle that's a nine, the marriage does not last, okay, past the pinnacle. It doesn't move beyond. It usually ends. So that's what the books say. But I actually have done readings for people that are still married, a very tiny percentage, but I have. But you, my dear, have a 9 first pinnacle, a 9 second pinnacle, and a 9 third pinnacle, okay? So you've got that 9 energy all around you up until the age of 50.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So it really isn't going anywhere for you, but the first pinnacle is the one where they put that marriage thing. They don't put it in the second or the third pinnacle, okay?
Okay, so then if I wait until after 32, I have better chances.
Yes, you do.
Is what you're saying.
Okay. Well, it's not about getting married, honey. You can get married anytime you want to get married. But the question is, lasting, will it last?
Right.
And
well,
that's
something that lasts. So.
Yes, exactly. But that's what they would say. And, you know, you're an old soul. I mean, an absolute old soul here written into your chart. I mean, otherwise, you know, I don't know. I probably told you that, too, that if I read you on the radio, that, you know, it's Juno Jordan is really one of the numerologists. She's actually considered to be the grandmother of numerology. And she actually had a college in California where she brought in numerologists from all over the United States and the world, and they studied numerology for 25 years. So this is a woman who you would want to pay attention to with whatever she says about numerology, because she knows her stuff. And Juno Jordan was actually comments in her book, Romance in the Name, and Juno says that what an old soul it must be to take on all nine pentacles. Because it is quite, you know, when you're in a nine pentacle, it's talking about unconditional love and forgiveness, and, you know, it's godlike energy. It's doing, being of service to others. It's not asking anything for yourself. It's just, you know, doing everything you can for the world, to make humanity a better place. It's asking a lot out of people. And
right.
Your chart is actually saying you're an old soul, because your challenges, you have 2-0 challenges, which is an indication of old soul energy, and you've got all those nine pentacles. So your chart is very unusual.
Okay.
Is that a big comfort to you?
I'm not sure.
Well, I can honestly tell you that I see.
Oh, I so appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right,
have
bye-bye. Okay. Anyhow, what I was going to say to her, but I really quickly, is that there's definitely something coming after 51 with money, and also building something for humanity. So it really kind of is written into the chart here, all the way down through. So I love charts. I mean, you see so many different charts, so many different ways the numbers are configured. Have I ever seen two charts that are alike? Never have I seen two charts that are alike. And it never ceases to amaze me how every one of them are different, and every one of them are unique, quite like our DNA. So I just find it fascinating. Okay. So anyhow, a lot of women out there, a lot of people out there are looking for love, and numerology really can be a wonderful tool to help you to maybe in your search. But I'm a firm believer that, you know, are all relationships supposed to be perfect? Are all relationships supposed to be soulmate? Are all relationships, are you supposed to live happily ever after? And my answer to that is, no, I don't think so. Because I really feel that as we go through life, you know, we get into relationships. And if they're not good relationships, then we learn from them. And certainly, you start to get a handle on what you don't want in a relationship. If you've got somebody who dominates over you, who doesn't allow you to have an opinion, who tells you where to go and what to do, you know, and you don't appreciate that in a person, and you find it to be very confining, and it's very hard to grow in that kind of a relationship. So when you break that relationship, when you break up with that person or divorce that person or whatever, you know, it you know from now here on out, that is something I'm not willing to allow in my life. And it teaches you something. And so really, when you get into relationships and when they don't work out, you really need to just call that guy up and say, thank you very much. You're the best for teaching me what I don't want in a relationship and what does not make me happy, because it really is showing you where you need to go. So anyhow, that's what I think about relationships and numerology. Okay, I'm hearing a caller, so I'm going to take the call. Who's calling?
Hi, it's me. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I need to give you my birthday.
Sure.
It's February the 20th, 1956.
Okay. Okay, just give me a second here. So you said February 20th, 1956, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And you have a specific question, or do you just, what?
Well, we're real estate. Buying land and relationships come in.
Your real estate, buying land, and you also want to know about relationships?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, what I would tell you first off about the energy that's around you with your pentacles and your cycles is you definitely have some energy that is really kind of not wanting things to settle down into, you know, where you can pretty much put everything on autopilot. This is the kind of energy that's going to bring some ups and downs, certainly some opportunities to take a risk, to take a chance, to increase your finances, but also at the same time, whenever that energy is around, sometimes, you know, you can make some dumb decisions and you can decrease your finances, but the one thing that you need to know is that change is always going to be right around the corner for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of, when you get into the five energy, you kind of got to look at it like riding a roller coaster. There's ups and downs and rounds and round, but it sure is fun. So when we look at where your personal year number is, we're looking at a six here. Now, regarding business, usually the six is very protective with business. So one thing you want to think of and realize is that you're going to be protected this year from any, I think, major catastrophes having to do with finances. What you need, you will be provided for. I do think the six, often there is much more finances that come in, meaning that you may get a promotion, you may get a very positive financial something having to do with money. But with it, it's going to bring a lot more responsibility. So it's like more money, but more work, okay? So I'm not... Did you say you're in real estate, right?
Well, I wanted to buy land.
Oh, you want to buy land? Okay, yeah, well, sure. Sure. Because six
sense.
Is also
more,
home, hearth, and family, so.
More responsibility, but putting, you know, finding a good relationship to
okay.
go.
Well, you're on tap for all that this year. You know, the buying the land or anything having to do with home is certainly, blessed and beneficial in a 6 year. And also getting a committed relationship. I mean, this is a perfect year to find someone who is going to stick around, who is going to be more committed to something permanent, not something temporary. And so you've got that energy right now, and this one certainly can lead to marriage, meaning by the end of the year, you could find yourself married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got that perfectly around you at this time.
My quandary was wanting to find a relationship and do the land project together.
Excuse me? Why not? Why not? Sure.
Yeah, a lot more fun.
Yeah, it would be.
And easier.
Right. It would be. I would really kind of look towards April for possibility of meeting someone new. I think April, even May, if I were you, without question, if you could... Please take advantage of any social engagements or if somebody invites you over to dinner or anywhere where you can be seen. I really would like to, you know, just suggest the energy is there. It wants to allow. It certainly is beneficial to meeting someone, so make sure you accept some social engagements. April brings a new opportunity. Oftentimes that can be a new relationship. May brings soulmate connection or someone very romantic. So you, April and May, very much in that ballpark of what you want.
What kind of action in May?
Well, May is a 2 month. And so, you know, usually the two sometimes symbolize a soulmate. So, you know, both April and May, really wide open opportunity for romance. And I think by June you're really going to be a little giddy with it. And maybe September brings the proverbial diamond ring. You know, because September is a 6 month, and that may very well, you know, bring the marriage. So, you know, you can start, you know, get the wedding planner booked. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
but yes, you're in a perfect year for all of that. And really, in all honesty, your cycles speak of you being part of somebody else, meaning you, partnership is really the word that I would use, partnership. So I do believe that it is written in your chart. Now, your life path number is a 7. And historically, 7s are not that good at marriage or at relationships. Have you been married before?
Yes, for a long marriage, and then he departed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I would just say to you is you have, if I could give you some advice, is sometimes 7s, we live in our heads a little bit too much.
Uh-huh.
We overthink things sometimes. And also the need to withdraw or sometimes not always be around people.
Oh, yeah.
The quiet time that we need. Sometimes people misconceive that as being you're aloof or you don't care.
Right.
When it has nothing to do with them whatsoever, it has everything to do with you and the fact that you need your quiet time.
Yes, it's just built in.
It is built in. So if you verbalize that and vocalize that and let them know that. And also with you, I want you to work on confidence and self-love and self-worth. As you go out there and smile and just feel that you're wonderful and you deserve a wonderful relationship, you deserve somebody to love you, you are absolutely lovable because you've got some major, this big challenge to your self-worth and your loving of yourself and how you see yourself. So I really want you to, stand in the mirror and tell yourself why you're so wonderful, okay?
Okay.
All right, give that some work.
That's really good. That's real accurate.
Well, yeah, you got to work on that. Confidence is a choice.
Right.
And if you go out there,
it's easy when you're having fun, and then sometimes you just take it too far, and you're in the isolation.
Mm-hmm.
At least I do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just studying, and with the internet, it's new in my life, and it's been really amazing.
Right. Well, you have some. I really would like to see a lot of these, some of your other numbers, but. But you are an old soul, and you do have an amazing mind. I know that much. And you're probably pretty psychic. So you're going to know Mr. Wright when you see him.
Yes,
you're
going to
feel
true.
It. You probably have had dreams, I would imagine, even.
Yes, I did last night, actually.
Well, there you go. There's the psychic working in our lives. How would I know that? Okay. All right, so what did you dream last night?
Of a very nice-looking man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I would say the fact that I said that is confirmation for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't often know why I say stupid stuff. I just say it. It just comes out of my mouth. And I'm not saying it was stupid, but you know what I mean? You just say,
yeah.
So that's confirmation for you. Because they come through me like that, and I don't know why I say stuff. So there you go.
I love it. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
So keep an eye out for this good-looking guy.
I will. I'll get out and about.
Okay, let me know.
Get out of the woodwork.
Yeah, take a pretty face outside. Go meet people.
Yeah.
Have confidence. You are lovable. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Alrighty then. So anyhow, where were we? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Love relationships and numerology. So, if you go to get his number, I think what's really fascinating about that website is we have a life path calculator right there on that website. So let's say you meet somebody on the internet or you meet somebody when you're out. Get their date of birth and then go to www.gethisnumber.com and put it in the life path calculator. And, it's going to tell you what their life path is, and then you can read about them and you can read about what their personality is like. And I think one of the cutest things that's on the website is not only telling you a little bit about what he's like, but it tells you the good and the bad and the ugly, meaning the positive attributes and the negative attributes, so you know what's good about him, what's not. And then it tells you what does he want from you, so what kind of a woman would he be interested in. And so that's really kind of a great way to gauge, if you would be right for him. And so it's a really fun website, and that gives you an absolute place to apply numerology to your love life. So be sure to check out Get His Number. And I know I heard another call, so who's calling, please? Hello?
Hi, Allison. My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm a first-time listener.
Well, thanks for listening.
Oh, it sounds so enjoyable.
Well, good. You want to give me your date of birth?
Sure. 4/30/53.
Okay. Just to repeat it, 4/30/1953, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a specific question, or do you just...
I really don't. I just, anything. It seems so connected to whatever.
Okay. Well, why don't I just do a little bit of a reading on what I can see here, okay? And then you can take it for what it is, okay?
Thank you, Allison.
All right.
Sure.
What I'm going to tell you is that you're a seven life path, but I don't know if you've realized at this point in your life that you are working out a karmic, a little bit of karma in this lifetime. And so you may have experienced in your life where, you know, you've got your life all built up and you're in it and you're living it, then for whatever reasons, all of a sudden it just kind of dissolves in front of you and you've got to start over again. It's almost like the fall of your life. Everything gets knocked down and you have to begin again. Have you experienced that at any time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's karma. That's karma working in your life. Do you want me, and if I could explain where that comes from, in the past life, you actually were involved, you know, in a relationship, a love affair of some sort, and because of it, it was somebody somewhere lost their life. If you could imagine, perhaps, let's say two people fall in love and one's married, and because of that person falling in love and leaving their marriage, the person left is the one that has to start their life over. So on some level, you seek to understand that which you did to another in a past lifetime by having this actually happen to you where you have to begin again, okay? And so this kind of helps your soul to understand. Now, what the life path number is saying about you is that really you've got a tremendous amount of clairsentience. You know things without knowing why you know them, got feelings, got instincts, you have psychic ability, and you're also very much drawn to the spiritual philosophy that when you, it's not so much about you learning it, but it's like when you read it, you just, it's almost like you recognize something you already know, because you bring a great deal of spiritual wisdom in with this life path number, and so you have all the makings of a wise old sage, a little guru yourself, and you probably could be very interested in numerology itself or astrology, palmistry, any of those things. But you're a little bit of a seeker, a little bit of a journeyer. And as you go through life, you question these things. You look for answers. You dig beneath the surface. You don't always take things on face value. And it makes you a little bit of a skeptic. But that's okay because that's how you prove these things to yourself. This is someone that really seeks a great deal of knowledge. They need to understand things. These are the lovers of books that teach. And these are the great teachers, spiritual teachers, people with great wisdom. You and I share the same life path number, by the way.
Oh.
So.
But you're much younger.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Your picture, you look like you're 30 years old.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you say that, but see, I have 2 threes in my chart, and if people look at me, they also don't think that I'm my age. I'm actually 55, but I've
no one knows my age either. Do I have threes?
Yes, your birthday number's a 30, so you look younger than you actually are. You project that. That's inner child energy. Whenever that three is around, it's inner child energy. It also helps you to look younger and heal faster, and also, you know, it's the number of the great manifester, because when you see the glass half full, when you see it full, when you have positive attitude, when you're the proverbial, can be the proverbial cheerleader where you can inspire people, this is really wonderful energy, but it is very youthful. And so that's what you hear in my voice, and that's what I hear in yours. Now, your birthday number also says that you have a gift with being artistic expression, perhaps with words, maybe with something very creative. This is also saying that you... Oh, with your psychic abilities, you might be very prophetic dreams. Dreams are very strong, or maybe see things. Are you aware of your psychic ability?
You know, I have been my whole life. And even though, you know, I happen to sell real estate, but I really believe that I pull in the right houses constantly. When someone, you know, tells me what they want, I just take them to the place really quickly. So in that aspect, I do, and I've always protected myself on people. When I'm with people, I know if they're good or not. But per se, read them as a psychic, not really.
But you know a liar when you hear one, right?
That's correct.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the seven for you. Yep. You need to trust your gut feelings on everything, my dear, because, you know, sevens are built with almost like an inner lighthouse that leads them the right way in the right direction. And sevens really are renowned for having the gut instincts, and they need to follow them. You should meditate, of all people. You would really, that would be very helpful for you in your life. But the 30 makes you charming. You know what's really funny about you is sevens kind of like their alone time. They need their time to think. They're not particularly social, but that 30 birthday of yours makes you almost like the Pied Piper, where people like you. You're friendly. You have this very adorable personality, and but you don't really want them all to come in your house and hang out with you. You know what I mean? You need your time alone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, let me just give you, share you a little bit of information about, let's see, you're in a 9 year this year, so what you're probably going to be doing is completing some things from maybe the past year. So maybe there's some projects you didn't get to or things you didn't get done. You maybe have some, you may even have some things that crop up that happened like 5 years ago or six or 20. And all of a sudden, it's in your face in this 9 year, because this is a year of completions and endings for you. You may have to deal with some issues in the past. But also, you're going to be doing some letting go this year, doing some house cleaning, not only in the house, but you're going to be doing it in your life. So you're going to look around and decide what makes me happy and has brought me joy and what makes me miserable. And trust me, you're going to let go of the miserable stuff. And, you know, God in his infinite wisdom has a sense of humor. And in our 9 years, he knows what we need to let go of. And so sometimes, actually, the situation gets worse to pry your fingers off of it, so you will let it go. So sometimes there can be a little bit of drama in a 9 year, meaning it's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to change. Sometimes it's hard to let go. But you're definitely going to be doing that this year, almost to the point where you might even be cleaning out your closets, giving away clothes or possessions you don't use. And preparing, and what you're preparing for is in 2010, you're going to start a whole brand new 9 year cycle, and you're going to have brand new opportunities next year, possibly doing something entirely different or something new, but definitely big things are on tap for you for 2010, but this is the year you make room for it. And so it's all about the preparation. It's the letting go and clearing out and making space, because you're going to be beginning something new. And by the end of this year, you definitely will know what it is you're going to be doing. I don't know if you feel in a way that you need some changes in your life.
Yes. I constantly feel change is good. Yes, I do. I look for change.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to be doing some major changes, major shifting, 2009 to 2010.
Ooh.
If we look at really quick, and I'll have to do this quickly because we're kind of running out of time on the show, I do think that in this one particular pentacle that you're in, you're finding that you have this, it takes a lot of effort in order to have some rewards, okay? Nothing wants to come particularly easy. So really, you've got to buckle down, you've got to apply yourself, and there may be some limitations, but it all stems on what you do. You've got to work hard in order to achieve things. You've got to put in the time. The four pentacle really wants you to be disciplined. When we look at your month upcoming, I would say that there's change coming for you in May. So expect, like, I don't know, with your business or even with your relationships or selling a house or bringing something major in that's bringing change for you in May.
Mm-hmm.
April, I think I'm going to go back to April and say that's a month that's going to bring a lot of hard work for you. And also a little bit of frustration because of not having a lot of free time. So bear that in mind for April. August should bring for you some finances, some good finances. So I would expect that to be a very positive, good financial news, possibly a promotion of some sort. September, I'm going to tell you, is going to be a very intense month for you because it's the double nine, the nine personal month with a nine personal year. And so really there is when you're going to be doing the major letting go. In October, if you never talk to me again, journal your events in October. October is the window to your 2010. It's going to tell you the new opportunity. It's going to tell you the direction you're going to go in. It's going to show you of events to come. And so you want to really journal anything new or different that comes in October, because really that's almost like giving you a little bit of a foretelling on 2010. And so you need to pay attention to it. And you should have a new opportunity that comes in October, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So there
you
go.
Fabulous. You are superb, Allison. God bless.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, you know, as always, when I get down to the last minute, I really cannot believe how fast the hour goes, because it just flies. But I do want to thank everyone that's out there that's listening to the show. Thank you for, you know, I have a loyal and faithful audience, and I know y'all listen because y'all email me. So I thank you for that. And I thank everybody that called in. And I hope that the readings that I did are helpful and give you a little bit of insight because, you know, basically that's what I'm here for every week is to share what I know about numerology with all of you. And you know, it really is a pleasure to be on BBS. It's not only a pleasure, it's an honor. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity. So, anyhow, I'll be back again next week, and I hope that you all join me then. And in the meantime, I do wish you abundant blessings. God bless everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.